He's got people desperately taking his photo here at the paparazzi wall. The New South Wales Australian of the Year for 2012 is Father Chris Riley. Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you.
You seemed humbled, almost overwhelmed when your name was read out.
I've got a real thing that, you know, awards are really random if you're in the right place at the right time, and there's thousands of people in Australia and I go right across this country talking. I see the incredible work of people in Lions and Rotaries and Country Women's Association, just amazing volunteers who give so much to this country. And so just because I happen to be in the media quite a bit, I get noticed, but I just really would like to reflect on all those people out there who go unnoticed but contribute so much to this nation.
You're noticed, of course, for your work with youth off the streets. In the citation I read during your nomination, we noted that it started as a single van. Can you remember that van, and what made you put that van on the road? What were you trying to do?
Yeah, no, I was actually principal at Boys Town from 86 to 90, and I would put the kids to bed at Boys Town, and I'd sneak off into the night with this group of kids who were around Town Hall who no one else would go near. They were really violent kids. They were heroin addicts. And I just clicked with this group of kids. So every night I put the kids to bed in Boys Town and sneak into the city and feed these kids, take them to hospital, get them out of jail, and just thought, these are the kids I want to spend my life with. So I got out of Boys Town at the end of 1990, and I was given a little van by a variety club. And so I really took off without having a place to stay in this little van, and ended up at a homeless shelter myself, where everything valuable I had was stolen. And that wasn't important to me. I knew where I was. And within about 4 months, the Department of Community Services had funded a place that was working with the hardcore kids. So we had 40 kids there, and, you know, they'd be cars stolen right around our block, and every chemist shop had been broken into. And we had all young staff, all under 23, except me. I was about 35. And I said to them, they've been doing this forever. We've got to love them to goodness. And so from that, we then expanded. As they said, what about schools? What about country properties? We need to get out of the city. So we now have 25 locations throughout New South Wales now, and we move into troubled communities now, like Macquarie Fields, Bankstown most recently.
Are there kids who you can't love into goodness?
Absolutely. That's why these awards worry me, because in so many ways you probably fail in this game much more than you succeed. But my attitude has always been, if you save one man, you save the world. So I just focus on one by one by one. You always think of the ones you didn't break through. And
I mentioned that more than 50,000 children are estimated to have received your services in some way. Do individuals stand out?
I've had some amazing kids. I had some great failures, which really hurt, and that's why you can never get too cocky in this game, because it always drags you back, because you know you have failed and you made mistakes. But the kids I really love, many of those are dead, and I guess they're really special kids, and I was really close to them, but the drugs would grab hold of them again after being free for many years. This year, over the last month or so, I've married, did the wedding for two of my girls who were both heroin addicts when they were 15. One of them now is a qualified teacher, and the other one is a master's of psychology working for Docs. And so doing their weddings was just saying, you know, you've come so far. And I taught those girls year 11 and 12 English, so it was really something very special.
I'm talking with Father Chris Riley. He is the New South Wales nominee for Australian of the Year in 2012. There must be tough times. I mean, you do. You have kids you love and care for who die. How do you keep going? Are there times when it almost gets too much for you, Chris?
No, there's just no option. I just get up and do it again every day. I really try to focus on the positive. And when I went to Aceh, my dad, when I came back, he said, "Did you cry over there?" I said, "No, I didn't cry." He said, "It must have affected you." I said, "It didn't. I was looking at the live kids that I could save. I couldn't do anything about the dead bodies, but I can do the live kids." And we set up a childcare centre. If you focus on their pain as the only thing, you'd go under. But I focus on their strengths, their resilience, their power. And one of the most amazing things I did 3 weeks ago was take my Year 11 class, about eight of those kids, over to East Timor, to our orphanage, and just seeing them giving to these little orphans who looked up into their eyes with love, and seeing our big, strong boys crying as they said goodbye to the orphans. These kids, the word I use about them is incredible courage. They're courageous kids.
we are very lucky to have people like yourself, and you say right there are other organisations that have helped 50,000 children. What can we do fundamentally to stop another 50,000 children needing your services in the first place?
A lot of things. One, we need to, as a nation, take seriously child sexual assault. We won't tackle that. We ignore that. At the 2020, Dr. Freda Briggs and I put up our hand and said, can we discuss that? And we were yelled at, said we will not put that on the board. We should do infrastructure in troubled suburbs, because there are kids in those suburbs overwhelmed by hopelessness. On the 1st of December, we will open a $7.5 million youth centre at Macquarie Fields that has the potential to be open 24 hours so kids can escape to us. That's what we need in every suburb, special schools, special mental health services for young people. And when we look at infrastructure, and I'm on the Regional Development Australia for Sydney, and you might think, what do I know about road systems? I don't know anything about those systems, but I've been advocating, have we got the right doctors there? Do we have the right mental health? Do we have psychologists there? Do we have special schools there? These are part of the community. And until we invest in our young people, we're going to have the violence and the drug abuse that goes right across many parts of Sydney that I work in.
There is still a long, long way to go, but tonight's a night to pause and say congratulations and thank you on the work that you've done so far. Father Chris Riley.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you.